Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
And it has me concerned a little bit.
You know, Jamie...
I'm waiting for the wow, and there is no wow.
I tell you this. You know, first she was looking at
the hawk
that was picking up this lady to take this. This is on her computer, watching all these bizarre videos. And then she says, twins are weird. And she's watching some montage of twins and how they act just alike. I leave the room. I literally leave the room for maybe 30 seconds. I come back through the door. I can see her computer. She's watching a lion rub his face with his paws, waiting for an oh wow
then
moment.
There's no whoa wow.
Because somebody said, hey, watch.
Wow.
One of those. I'm like, Jamie, there's not going to be one.
I watched and I waited for a wow, but there's no wow. I will tell you what I did watch that was kind of crazy. So my son is a huge aviation fan, like huge, right? And in fact, over the weekend, he was out of town, unfortunately, but that big air show was in Broomfield. It looked really cool. I didn't go to it because that would be weird just to go by myself without Hi, little kids. Anyway, but so we also watch Why Planes Crash. We watch that TV show a lot.
Yeah.
And
is that Air Disasters?
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they showed how that one pilot was distraught. He locked out his co-pilot because the co-pilot went to pee, and he locked him out, and he flew it right straight into the ground.
Yeah.
Just straight into the ground.
Gosh.
I have to tell you, I've been watching the video of that little plane with the five people on it.
In California,
in Orange County, and it goes right into the ground.
If you don't know this story, over the weekend, a small plane fell out of the sky, literally fell out of the sky into like a shopping mall area. Nobody on the ground was hurt. Everybody on the airplane perished. But it's a bizarre video. You're right.
Right, because it doesn't glide at all.
You never see this.
It's straight nosedive.
And in the aviation world, often you hear the term, you know, planes just don't fall out of the sky.
Exactly.
You've heard that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one does.
A moment to glide. They can glide.
This one does.
Because, in fact, in flight school, they even turn off the engines, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And have you start it back up?
Part of the training.
Which I would never do. That's what they say they do.
I don't know if they do. But this looks more like somebody that jumped from an airplane, their parachute didn't open.
It's crazy. I mean, it's dead.
It's ugly.
All right.
I can't believe no one on the ground, though,
was
harmed by this.
Yeah, because what was it? Was it yesterday that happened?
Yeah, it's in a mall.
Yeah, shopping center. Yeah, that was really crazy. You know what else happened over the weekend that's crazy?
What?
Did you know, and I posted this, that if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can get like 10% off certain items at Whole Foods?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Me either. Mm-hmm. Me either. I was looking up my closest Whole Foods on Saturday morning, and it just said, are you a Prime member? Because you can save at Whole Foods. I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get how much off?
10% off a certain item.
Oh,
yeah.
So now you'll only pay, what, $10 for olives?
Wow.
They're expensive.
They are.
No, even 10% off is still not a deal enough for me.
But they were supposed to lower the prices a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not been to a Whole Foods. You know what? I got to be honest. I've not been on Amazon in a long time.
I don't even know you.
I haven't.
Whoa.
It's been weeks.
Whoa. What's wrong with you?
I've not been a spender.
Well, you know what I've been doing, which is so depressing? I've been looking at freaking bathing suits for a trip.
Oh, for the Caymans.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to go with swim dress.
I would ask you what you ordered, but it would sound weird.
I haven't ordered anything. Because all the skinny bitches, I'm like, well, I won't look like that and that one. Swipe. I won't look like that and that one. Swipe. Skinny bitches, skinny bitches, skinny bitches.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Listen.
There's something out there for you.
I need big and tall. Okay. All right, let's get to this. A few things that we need to talk about. Demi Lovato has released a statement. However, I agree with you. She hasn't said that she's going to rehab. Mm. I mean, she said, what'd she say? She is going to go to rehab, but she hasn't gone yet. That's what I meant to say. Isn't that what happened?
Well, I find it just a little strange that, you know, she's released a statement about, you know, getting treatment, but she's not at rehab yet. And this has been a while now that she's been in the hospital.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm trying to find it. I just lost it. But
and if you're on Instagram and you're releasing your statements or whatever, you're probably ready at that point, right? Here, I don't know. It's bizarre.
I have always been transparent about my journey, by the way, Demi Lovato, with addiction. She said, what I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It's something I must continue to overcome and have not done so yet. She goes on to thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. She thanked her fans. She thanked her family and her team. She also thanked the staff at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. I now need time to heal and focus on my sobriety and road to recovery. I will keep fighting.
Nothing in there says anything about treatment.
I know.
Except for I will work on it. I feel like she's going to go back home and try to handle this on her own. I really do.
You can't do that.
No, I just feel like that's what she's going to do, though.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, you know that, what's that, what's the guy she used to date and it was really tumultuous?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like Vladimir, but it's
yeah,
not
something
Vladimir.
Like that.
Valderrama, yes.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't know. What
no, it's Valderrama.
Is it Valderrama?
No,
Valderrama?
It's not. Sean, what's that Valderrama?
What's his name?
Voldemort.
Baltimore.
Not Baltimore.
I thought you said Baltimore.
Anyway, I guess because they broke up for a long time. Well, I guess he's come back around swimming the ocean. And so she might stay out because she's like, oh, look, if I look needy and all this, he'll stay with me. Vladimir will.
Could be.
You know, it's could getting her be. Attention with the old ex that she loves so much.
Yeah.
And then they broke up. I'm just saying.
It's a crazy little scenario you got going there. But
I'm just
hey,
saying.
Could be, Jamie. I don't know. Seems bizarre to me that it's been this long. She's been in the hospital. Normally, they go straight to rehab in a situation like this.
So here's the thing. I actually know of a girl because her and her boyfriend broke up and she crashed her car on purpose so he would come to the hospital.
Wow. Well, that's just dumb.
Well, I know. But people
what
do
if
dumb
things. Really got hurt.
I know.
I mean, really
I know.
Got hurt.
But what, I mean, people do dumb things. I'm just saying, she's seeing that he's come around and maybe she's like, okay, this is working. What?
Yeah. Wilmer Valderrama. Valderrama. Valderrama.
I said Valderrama.
Valderrama.
But his first name isn't Valderrama.
No, it's Wilmer.
Wilmer. That is a great name.
Wilma?
Wilmer.
He's dating a Wilma?
Okay, we are annoying as F.
Wilma Baltimore?
Oh, my God!
Wilma Baltimore.
Yes.
Help me. Yes, Wilmer Baltimore. Baltimore. Okay, moving on. I don't know. So you tell everybody, because I didn't see it, what happened with Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel is his name, first of all. He's Johnny Football, but yeah. No longer. He's Johnny Flopper. This guy.
Johnny Flopper?
Johnny Flopper. He flopped. He flopped big time. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He went to the NFL, Cleveland Browns. He bombed there, and then he got in all kinds of trouble. He started smoking and drinking and hanging out on yachts and stuff, spending his money. And then finally he got back in the CFL, the Canadian Football League, not the NFL. He premiered on Friday night with his new team, and he stunk. He threw his first pass was an interception. Then he threw three more the first half. He was horrible.
Let's talk about your Friday night and the fact that you're watching Canadian football.
I'm watching Johnny Football or Johnny Flopper.
I didn't even know you could see Canadian football.
They put it on just because it was him.
Oh, it was him. But it was awful.
He was terrible. They pulled him from the game.
Oh, no. Yes. They did?
They got the hook out, man.
They did? That's so sad.
They yanked Johnny Manziel.
It was going to be his day, man.
Yeah. He looked like he needed to go to the sideline and have a cigarette and a drink.
Really?
It was bad.
Oh, no. This is going to push him into drinking and drugs.
Oh, jeez. There is no comeback here, guys. I'm sorry, but Johnny Manziel is done.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Did you see this over the weekend? Angelina Jolie, I guess she's being such a bitch that her attorney quit.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, can't handle her, huh?
I guess she's being too difficult. But she now has come out this morning and said that's not true. Angelina Jolie this morning shot down rumors that she split from her divorce attorney. There were rumors that the high-profiled attorney, Laura Wasser, was quitting because Angelina is just impossible and demands everything. But a representative for Angelina Jolie says the rumors aren't true. But this came from somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to believe the rumors, though.
Me too.
Because, you know, if the rumors come out, all right, first of all, it says, hey, she's a bitch. I can't work with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes out and says, I'm not a bitch. I'm going to go with a rumor.
Yeah, because I've said that about me before, and sometimes I am.
There you go. I think that's all the proof you need.
Well, the wording is so weird from the representative. Here's what she says. The rumors aren't true, and the two are still working together, entering a new phase. Mm. A new phase means they're getting a new lawyer, and she's getting giving her all the information.
Right.
To me, that's what
it means. Phase, is that person's just going to hand everything over.
Yeah. She does seem like she'd be a lot of work, doesn't she?
She does.
Oof.
She does.
Lots of
work. And now with all those kids.
Oh, my God.
That really compounded the issue.
How many do they have?
13, 14.
Damn.
There's a bunch of kids.
So many kids.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
This is sad. Lance Bass is just heartbroken.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, I mean, devastated. Mm. Lance Bass.
I'm a little confused on why he wanted the house.
He wanted the Brady Bunch house. He was bidding on it, and he was in a bidding war, and he thought that he had the Brady Bunch house.
The original house went up for auction. It was, I think it was pegged around $1.8 million or something. And Lance Bass, of all people, just had his heart set on this little ranch house.
Yeah,
he wanted it so
really
badly.
Did.
I mean, it's everybody's been there. Well, you went and you visited a house. You went up the stairs. You looked at the colors inside the place, the layout, and you said, I got to have it. Lance Bass did that with the Brady Bunch house.
He did, and he put in an offer, and then I guess a corporate buyer came in, and then they kept going back and forth and back and forth. And now Lance says, I truly believe I was used to drive up the price of the Brady Bunch house, knowing very well that the corporation intended on making their offer, and it's not a good feeling to be used. What the hell is wrong with Lance Bass?
Lance probably called his partner and says, you know the house that I picked out for us? Not going to get it.
It's so weird.
Oh, it is very weird. It's the Brady Bunch house.
But I mean, he's so upset. They said devastated. He feels used.
Oh, he's thinking about suing.
He is?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's okay, Lancey boy.
Yeah, Lance, it's going to be okay. I just don't know why. There's some underlying reason why he's just set on the Brady Bunch house.
So sad.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely.
Oh, listening to this, I see why Lance wants the house.
Like their mother.
The youngest one of girls. Is the story of a man named Brady.
Sean, you're not very enthusiastic with your singing.
Yeah, well, what's up with you, Sean? You don't care? Lance is sad, dude.
Lance, I'm singing it as if I was Lance.
Oh.
All alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow. And they knew
okay.
Hunch.
Too late.
I'm going to tell you that story again that I told you every time we talk about Lance Bass.
What's that?
That was the day that Jamie, myself, and Lance, we were all at the Palms in Las Vegas. I was like, hey, Lance, not knowing he was gay.
Really? You hit on him, huh? La, 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 la. You did?
Hey, Lance. Hey.
Hey, Lance.
Hey, I mean, we're laughing. It was great. Lance. I was like, hey.
And you thought it was going somewhere?
No.
Then he was.
He's a homosexual.
He was gay.
He is not on my team. He likes wieners.
Yeah, I know.
And I do not have a wiener.
Nope.
Therefore, I am not in his ballpark.
We all understand the terms.
Oh.
Okay.
His wheelhouse.
No more explanation.
Got it.
Don't need it.
Anyway, it was a sad day. And then finally for you, Seth Rogen says, why is Seth Rogen talking about this? Can somebody explain it to me?
He is on a press junket for his new movie. And then on Friday, his friend Judd Apatow was on with Stephen Colbert and told him on Stephen Colbert that Seth Rogen said this. Yeah.
I feel like I need a...
So.
Wait, what? I feel like I need a chart.
God, that cleared up everything.
Yeah.
So Seth Rogen says that he told Tom Cruise about internet porn. Here it is. Now, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
Here it is.
I remember going to Tom Cruise's house with Judd several times for hours and hours and hours on end where many, 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 many weird topics were discussed. And apparently, yeah, I don't have a clear recollection. I told Tom Cruise about the existence of internet pornography, which he was unaware of.
I hate to leave it on that note.
Yeah. Boy, we were on such a high with that Brady Bunch song.
Yeah, everything.
You know, let's do that again. Okay, what do you say? Let's do that.
Here's the story.
We'll be right back.
Lovely lady.
Oh, money to give away $1,000. It's coming up next.
Lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold. Like their mother. The youngest one in curls.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.